Some topics we learn about include the sources for tefillin b'smol. The tefillin shel yad are put on the left hand. The halacha of ein lo yizroya, one who has no left arm at all, and gidim, an amputee who has an upper arm but is missing his lower arm or hand, whether he is required to put on tefillin. The sources for mukan tefillin, the areas on the arm and head where the tefillin are worn. Tefillin shel yad are put on goyve shebeyad, the upper arm, and tefillin shel reish are put on zu goyve shebereish. The top of the head from where the hair begins back until the area that is tender in an infant skull. The previous Mishnah concludes with a machlekes regarding tzitzis, whether the dal tzitzis are considered as one mitzvah or as four individual mitzvahs. If a person walks out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos while wearing a garment whose tzitzis are pasul, he is liable to bring a carbon chatzis for haitzah carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah because da'avalu tzitzis masli. The tzitzis are considered a separate entity and a burden because they're not part of the beged. But if the tzitzis were kosher, he's potter because the tzitzis are part of the beged. Gadol kavod abriyas shadeichas leisus shabbat Torah. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to violate a serum drabanan for the sake of kavod abriyas to maintain human dignity.